But how many of your people are lying awake at night just going, man, my mission and vision and values are so out of alignment right now, like I could just cry.
Hey, Amanda Ross here, and this is where you should be if you are a woman entrepreneur who sells services and is working hard to build an engaging online brand. In this episode, I'll chat with Melinda Kiddo, who is being touted as a messaging genius, and we'll cover why you need to stop being fancy with your words, what the biggest struggle is that Melinda sees with women in business every day, what voice you need to talk in to really connect with your target market, how to tell if your messaging is actually working, how only a slight shift in your messaging can explode your results. All right, guys, so today I saw that Snoop Dogg was given a star on the Walk of Fame. And he made this amazing speech where a lot of people were really touched. He thanked his family and his mentors, Dr. Dre, Warren G. And then he did something a little different, that is kind of what people are talking about. And I really loved it. I'm going to share that with you at the end of the episode. All right, you need banging headlines and messaging to attract your audience, right? We all know this. We all know that's what needs to happen. And that is exactly what my guest and I discuss on this week's episode. Melinda Kiddo shares with us a ton of tips and tactics that we can use to start developing powerful brand messaging today, people. That's right. Let me give you a bit of the lowdown on Melinda. She is an online business and messaging strategist, and she works with female coaches, consultants, and online service providers who know they can create an incredible transformation in their clients' lives, but struggle to actually articulate what they do in a compelling way. Her mission is to help these brilliant babes to totally nail their marketing messaging in a way that cuts through the bullshit and noise online and makes the right people sit up and say, OMG, I so totally need that. You excited? You are gonna love the value bombs in this one, I promise. Now, before we get into it, I want to invite you over to my Facebook group, Be Snaps, baby. Be Snaps, just like the podcast name, where I will be holding a live training next week, Thursday, November 29th, on how to build your online course with a kick-ass, easy-to-use plan. Okay, I pulled a bunch of people on what product they would love to see, and the number one thing was an online course. But they hadn't done it. And the number one reason was time, and the second thing was know-how. So I've created a lot of courses over the years. I've done them with just audio and a stellar PowerPoint, some using my webcam, others using Record My Screen software, and I even had a professional crew record me at a 3-day live event that I turned into an online program about 6 years ago. In this live, we're gonna use my 6-question idea generating formula to help you uncover the perfect topic for your audience. So get in on that by joining the Facebook group right now, because it's coming up in only 10 days, okay? All right, let's dive into the interview with Melinda Kiddo. So guys, I'm super excited. Today we have Melinda Kiddo. She is on the other side of the world. It is 5 a.m. for her. She got up so early to do this for us. I am so grateful. And she is our messaging strategist. And we're going to dig into some really cool things today. So I'm excited to have you here. Thank you so much, Melinda, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm trying to clear my morning voice croakiness, but I'm sure we'll get rid of that as we go along.
Oh, that's so funny. I hear you. No worries. Don't worry. We're all going to just ignore it. It's totally fine. We've all been there.
It kind of sounds a bit sexy, don't you think?
It does. It does. Yeah, you're all like raspy. It's amazing. Yeah, it's fantastic. So Melinda, give us the scoop. Tell me how you got to be doing what you're doing today. Like, what's the story? What's your background?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. So I guess like most women in online business, I started out in corporate, and my corporate career was really focused in the human resources space, and particularly training and development. So I was the learning and development manager for a pretty big furniture company over here in Australia. And so I really got my start doing sales training and running leadership programs and, you know, trying to teach all these corporate folk how to do their job better. And then my first child came along and I was sitting there on maternity leave, as you do, kind of going, what can I do to keep myself organized or keep myself busy? Because, you know, having a four-month-old baby wasn't enough for me at the time, apparently. Mm. So I started to explore business. And at the time, my first step into business was a network marketing opportunity that just happened to land in my lap. And I'm like, oh, this sounds good. We'll do this. And I actually started doing quite well with that for a while. But then I just got that pull to really just start exploring what I wanted to do for myself. Like, I didn't want to be pushing somebody else's products or, you know, trying to fit myself into a business model that didn't necessarily work for me. And what the network marketing had really reminded me of is that I'm a really good coach. Like, I think I'd forgotten that from the early parts of my career, trying to help other people do their job well. But in that business, a large part of what I was doing was trying to help these people who had never done a business before to, you know, get their business up and running. So I really reconnected with that coach side of things within me. And I, you know, jumped into the world of online business, and I was really positioning myself as a business coach for a long time and trying to do all the things. So I'm like, I can help people with so many things. And and so I'm like, who needs tech help? Who needs business strategy? Who needs, like, I was just literally offering everything. And it wasn't till I had a big wake up call that, hang on a minute, that's not actually working.
Right.
That I really had to reconnect in with myself and just go, well, how do I start to talk about what I do in a way that makes sense for people, in a way that takes me from a complete online stranger to the person that they realize is exactly what they need. Mm-hmm. And that's got me to really start exploring messaging. And it's one of those funny things where I was actually really struggling with my own messaging. But then when I looked at what I'm good at, that was the number one thing I was actually helping everybody else with. You know, I would naturally critique people's posts on Facebook and go, oh, geez, that doesn't make any sense. I would have said it like this. And it was one of those, you know, sometimes the thing you struggle with the most is actually the thing that you're meant to be helping with.
And, yes.
And it was a big slap in the face. Oh, my God, wow, this thing works. As soon as, like, literally the minute that I focused in on having a specialty, which was for me messaging, then that was the turning point for my business. And all of a sudden people were like, oh my God, that's exactly what I need. Oh my God, I need to speak with you. And I was like, oh shit, this messaging thing actually makes a bit of a difference.
Right. Yeah.
So since then I've just been like uber passionate about just helping women who are really talented at what they do, but just don't know how to put it into words, don't know how to articulate it in a compelling enough way that makes the right people sit up and pay attention and go, oh yeah, that's the person that I need to speak with. So, that's how we're here.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So when you talk about messaging, a lot of people, I think there's just a lot of confusion with people about what is messaging. And we always hear about, you know, tell your story, what's your brand story. And I think there's like all this confusion around what people are actually supposed to be doing and how they do that. So when you talk about this, what does messaging actually mean for you?
Excellent question. Yeah, because I think that this messaging can really get taken out of context, or it can get confused, or it can get overcomplicated.
Yes.
And I think sometimes people think, like, they hear this phrase, you know, get out there and share your message. And like, I remember a phrase from a coach that I followed for a long time that was like, you know, what is the message that you want to shake the world with? And I was like, I don't know. It was made out to feel like you had to have this big,
that's right,
huge mission driven, you know, like, what do you want to do in this world? What's your message?
I'm, yes,
like, I don't know. Like, because at the time, not to be egocentric or anything, but I just wanted to create a really nice life for my family.
Right.
And my why, I mean, look, sure, I could talk about I mean, yeah, I want to make the world a better place. And yeah, I want to, you know, help women to, you know, find their purpose. But I really felt like that was just paying lip service to something, because genuinely, the main driver for me being in business was to create a better life for my family. That's just the truth of it.
Yep.
And so I felt like trying to create this big, you know, earth-shattering message was not really being all that genuine. But at the time, like, I would say I've always been a great communicator. I can, you know, I can write well. I, you know, do okay on video and all of that kind of thing. So I was always able to communicate my message, like, and people would write back and go, wow, I loved your blog. But nobody would buy anything.
Like, thanks for coming. What the heck?
Yeah. They loved my content, but I couldn't, I was really struggling to get that content to then go, okay, so here's how you take the next step. And that for me is what it comes down to for messaging. Messaging isn't about having this big overarching mission. If you have that, great. If you don't, totally okay. Because really what it comes down to is messaging is, how do I talk about what I do in a way that makes sense mm-hmm. for people, in a way that makes them pay attention, and most importantly, in a way that compels them to take the particular action you want them to take.
Right.
So, you know, I can have a great blog, but unless I insert some messaging in there that says, so here's what you do now, here's why you need to keep moving forward, then it's that's the disconnect. That's what I was struggling to include in my communication. But that's all it is. It's just, how do I translate the awesomeness of what I do into language that makes people go, oh, I need that.
And it's like such a huge struggle for so many people. They do think there's some secret sauce there, and they get so wrapped up in, you know, am I doing this correctly? Right? Like, they worry yeah. about the rules around it, when I know that yeah. there are rules, obviously, and there probably is even a secret sauce, but it's like, if you write nothing, then you also have nothing. So, like, you have to do something.
Yeah. And you know what happens when we fall into that space of like, oh God, what do I say?
Yeah.
Is this real compulsion to try and make your language sound fancy? Like, for me to try and stand out online, I've just got to say this in a unique way, or I've got to, you know, make myself sound really clever or something like that. And so then you find people like, that are creating titles and names for their courses and things that are just, you know, like, they'll smush words together kind of like Brangelina style. And yeah. we know how well that worked out, don't we? So,
yeah.
you know, like, we try and make what we're doing sound really fancy, but really the more important thing that I think so many women overlook is the importance of just being really clear. Like, just, you don't have to have fancy language. You don't have to, you know, smush words together or make up new words just to try and stand out. It's actually, you stand out by being simple and clear.
Right.
You know, I don't even tell people that I'm a messaging strategist, because people don't know what messaging is. They don't necessarily know how it can help them or how important it is to them. So I don't actually say, I'll help you with your messaging, because I don't think that's clear enough. I'll
right.
say, if you're really good at what you do, but you just don't know how to talk about it in a way that makes people get it, that's what I help with.
I see what you're saying. So, yeah, because that is exactly what happens. Like, people, like, even for me, like I say, you know, I help people build websites, and they think, oh, okay. But like, that's not really what I do.
Like, yeah.
Right. Like, it is about being far more clear than that. So you have to kind yeah. of take them a bit by the hand, and remember that when you, like, I know that when I hear people talk sometimes or write things, and I just go, okay, wait, what are you trying to tell me? I get that you're trying to tell me something. I get, but I am lost with the big words, and, you know, I got to get on my dictionary to figure this out. Like,
yeah,
tone it yeah. down. Right.
Yeah. And look, the struggle is that we're in an online environment here.
Mm-hmm.
When you're at a networking event, like, I think sometimes people go, if I give myself a fancy title, then people are going to ask, oh, so what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which is very true if you're at a networking event, because people are polite and they don't want to go, oh, geez, I'll just try and quietly back away from this person.
Right.
So they'll ask, but in an online environment, you are fighting against that scrolling thumb. Mm-hmm. And if you don't connect with them, if they don't get it, they generally, not all the time, but generally they'll just keep scrolling. Not a lot of people in an online world will give you the time of day to stop and go, oh, so tell me more about being a transformologistationist. You know? they just don't.
Yep.
So the clarity is so, so important. And if nothing else, like if you can just prioritize being clear over being clever, your messaging will be far more impactful.
Yeah, I always say to my clients when I'm building the website, I always say, look, you have 3 seconds. Like, that's how quick it is. People are going to come to your site. They're going to breeze through. They're going to see whatever statement you want them, like, what do you want them to do? Who are you? What do you want them to do? And why do they care? That has to happen in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, that's really hard, but that's how quick it is. Our attention spans are so low that people, it used to be 8 seconds. It's 3. Like, that's so fast. So you really have to be super clear, like right away, like just bam, bam, bam. And like, people are like, they struggle with how do I answer all those questions in just one little phrase?
It's genuinely the biggest struggle that I see women facing, which is also convenient because it's what I happen to help with. But you know, it's just amazing that how difficult it can be for some people to just, you know, just translate. Like they are looking at their services going, I don't get it because I'm so good at what I do. Like I can create huge transformation in people's lives, but nobody gets it or nobody's listening or I'm just being ignored online. And I find it's often just a few little tweaks to just make it that clear, that succinct, and that it's, for me, it's the difference because like when you said before, I help people build websites. The kind of reaction that kind of thing can get is people saying, oh, yeah, cool. And for me, messaging is really about turning it from, oh, yeah, to, oh, yeah.
Right.
Like, it's just that tweak from I get it to, oh, I want it.
And when it comes to messaging, and I know everybody always talks about this, like your brand voice, the tone of your messaging.
Yeah.
How do you explain that to people? Because I think that's the other piece people get really confused about. They think, do I talk like me? Do I make up a voice? Do I get all rigid and corporate? Like, what do I do?
Oh, I mean, look, my easy answer to that is always to try and talk like yourself.
Right.
Because it's much easier to do it that way. But I guess the more rule book based answer is, you know, you need to talk in your client's language.
Right.
What are they going to get? Because if your clients are corporate based, then that's the language they're used to receiving their information in. And you probably need to throw the word synergy in there from time to time. They seem to like that word. but it's about thinking about who am I trying to speak to? How are they going to connect with this? And what is the language that they would use to describe this? And if we zoom out of corporate, like that is probably the number one exercise that I work with my clients to figure out is, yes, but how would they say it?
Right.
Because here's the trap that a lot of women fall into as well. Like I'll say, so tell me what your program does. And they'll be like, well, I really help them to align their mission, vision, and values and like get into alignment with what they want in their life. And I'm like, awesome. But how many of your people are lying awake at night just going, man, my mission and vision and values are so out of alignment right now. Like I could just cry.
That's funny.
If I could just get my mission.
Yeah. Like I was up 3 o'clock in the morning worried about that.
Just God, I couldn't get back to sleep. And so really we get caught up in our own language. We get caught up in our own methodology and our own unique approach. And maybe some of the people listening have like this really unique methodology that nobody's ever heard of that is so powerful. And that's great, but nobody gives a shit.
Right.
Like that's not, they're not looking for the latest methodology that they've never tried. They're online and their pain point is what's bothering them right now. Like they're thinking about themselves, they're thinking about what they want, and they're thinking about what they struggle with. And so really our job is to translate the brilliance of what you do into something that they are going to care about. And so instead of talking about mission, vision, values, or whatever it is, you need to go, okay, well, what are they lying awake thinking about? What is the thing that's actually bothering them? And what is the language that they would use to describe it?
And so how do people actually do that? Like what do you have any tips that we can sort of offer the audience around? How do you start to uncover what those questions are that are keeping them up at night surrounding their product?
Well, there's a few different ways that you can do that. I mean, one of the great ways to do it is, you know, to do a bit of market research, to connect with people who actually match that ideal client identity and sort of say, well, what does keep you up at night? And so I'm a big proponent of market research. However, I also see people getting stuck in market research for 6 months at a time and not actually get anywhere. So yes, I would say that that's a great place to start. But it's also okay to just make some assumptions and, you know, actually just have a bit of empathy for this person and think about what would be going on for them. Because if you think about what is this problem that I'm solving for this person, what's going on for them right now? And let's say, like for me, they're struggling to know how to talk about what they do. So if I then translate that, I have to kind of dig into what would be going on in their head. Because for me, great messaging happens when you join the conversation that they're already having in their head. Like that secret conversation that's going on in there that they don't actually ever really voice. But if you come along and say what they're thinking, you know, or say what they experience on a daily basis, they're like, oh, hang on a minute. Like this person gets it.
Right.
So that's an immediate cut through. That's something that very quickly catches my attention because I'm thinking, oh my God, I've never said that to anybody, but that is like, I could have written that myself. So then you become this magical genius that's buried into their head and they're like, how did you know?
get out of my head.
Yeah. What's going on?
Yes.
But genuinely it's a question of just going, well, what would they be saying? Mm-hmm. Because my clients, it's just like, I don't get it. I'm so good at what I do. Why isn't this working? Why can't people just hear me or see me? Or so I don't need to be a genius to figure that out. I just need to think about if this is the problem that they're facing, how would that be making them feel? What would that be making them say to themselves? And if I can inject some of that language into my messaging, then all of a sudden they sit up because they're like, oh, wow, like I could have written that myself. That's so me. Like you've just described me to a T. And when that happens, there's this automatic assumption on their behalf that, wow, geez, if she gets it, surely she must know what to do about it. They're just leaning in ready to hear what you're going to say next because, you know, they've never voiced it before, but you get it. So hang on a minute. This person might be onto something here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And so when it comes to sort of, I guess, I mean, I probably already know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyways. But like when it comes to knowing if your message is doing well, is it just looking at the dollars coming in or what other ways can they look at that to make sure that the messaging is on point?
I always encourage my clients to look for feedback.
Okay.
And look for, you know, engagement is a good marker as well. And I'll say this because to answer your question, there's a lot of different pieces of messaging. Like, are people connecting with your content online? Are they replying? Are they commenting? That's one part of it to know whether your message is hitting the spot. But the bigger part of it is, are they taking the action that you want them to take? Because that can be a different part of the messaging that you're doing.
Right.
So if people aren't buying, that doesn't necessarily mean that your entire message is off. It just means that, okay, we're not making it juicy enough. We're not making it compelling enough for them to take the next step with us. So I would always break it down to go, okay, what part of your message isn't working? But yeah, I'm always looking for feedback. And I would say still to this day, I am constantly tweaking my message based on the feedback that I get. Not every single time, but let's say, for example, you have somebody who books in for a discovery call and you get their application and you're like, what the hell is this person thinking? Like, how on earth did they think that this call was right for them? That for me is an indicator to go, okay, let me look at their profile. Let me look at what's going on for them. what made them think, what did I say that made them think this call was right for them? And I'll give you a brief example, because in my early days of business, I was offering free coaching calls up the wazoo. And my messaging was really like, if you're struggling in business, if you can't get anything off the ground, like if you've tried everything and nothing's working and you're ready to throw in the towel. And I got a whole bunch of freebie hunters, not surprisingly. Mm-hmm. And so many of them were in that space of, oh, this sucks. Nothing's working. And I would pour my heart and soul into those coaching sessions, and then they would walk away and do precisely nothing with the information that I'd given them, which is really deflating, right?
Like totally.
That's, you know, and then I'm like, oh, I'm not going to offer these free coaching sessions anymore. Like, really turn me off. But if I actually was honest with myself and stopped and looked at, well, how did I call these people in? I literally called them in with my messaging. Like I said, if you're like, my messaging was as mopey as they were on the calls. And so I needed to just, even just a slight tweak, because I did want to talk to people who were struggling in business. But I just did a slight pivot to saying, you know, you're not where you want to be, but you know you're onto something. Like, you know you're good at what you do. You know that you've got what it takes, but something's just not clicking into place for you, and I'm going to help you figure out what that is. That slight shift all of a sudden brought me really driven people, people who wanted it, people who were prepared to dig in and were, yes, frustrated about things not working, but they were here for a solution. They were ready to implement what they learned. And that's just from just slightly moving the needle as to, well, who am I actually asking for here? So if you are getting some kind of result with your messaging, fantastic, but you need to look at whether that result is actually what you wanted. And if we're heading in the right direction, fantastic, but sometimes it's just that little bit more of a pivot that, what if I start injecting this word into it? Am I likely to get people who are better suited? And it's constantly just moving that needle slightly, just go, what if I try this? Like, what if I move over in this direction slightly? Is that going to get me closer to the people that I really want to be attracting? Or is that going to be the thing that makes them take that next step?
My audience is listening to this and they're like, okay, like, we really like to give tangible, tactical things they can go and do. So if you were going to give them three things that they could go and do right away to really bang out their messaging really strongly, what three things would you tell them to do?
The number one, I would say, is get specific.
Yes.
Hands down. Because vague just doesn't connect. If I can't immediately see that I need you, then I'm scrolling straight on past. Mm-hmm. The hands down, the biggest shift I made in my business was even getting specific with what I do, because I was a business coach. I was trying to be all things to all people. And I actually thought that me being able to do all those things was my greatest asset. I can help you with anything. I thought that was my greatest asset. But in an online environment, we don't want to put the hard work on our potential clients to figure out if we're right for them. Like, we want to make it so obvious that we're right for them. So narrowing down on a specific specialty that you have, something that you can hang your hat on and go, this is what I'm amazing at, makes it easy for them to go, oh, well, that's something that I need. So that's number one. Number two would be, well, I guess it's getting specific as well, but I'll go down a different angle. Basically, the overarching message is be specific. But a lot of the time, I think a lot of people are aware of the idea of talking to pain points and talking to pleasure points, like what's going on for them right now, what they really wish they could have instead. I think that a lot of people are aware of that. But I also think a lot of people do that really poorly, or they do it in a way that just doesn't turn me on and make me want to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Which is when we talk about pain points, but we talk about them at a really surface level. Like, we'll say, are you frustrated? Are you struggling? Are you tired? Are you stressed out?
Right.
And the first problem with that is that you sound like everybody else online, because the problems that we face as humans are all pretty similar. Like, they fall into those same kind of buckets of, I'm exhausted, I'm stressed out, I'm, you know, they're kind of common problems. But if you can drill down a layer or two, now we're talking. Because if I actually said to you, okay, they're frustrated. Why? What are they frustrated about? How do they know they're frustrated? What does that frustration make them do? What does that frustration make them say to themselves? What does that frustration make them really feel? When you dig into that layer, suddenly the story becomes very different for different people. Like when you say I'm frustrated, well, what does frustration look like for a mum with a toddler and a baby at home? Mm-hmm. What does frustration look like for a guy in a corporate office? Like how that frustration shows up for me now becomes very different. And if I go back to that comment before about joining the conversation that they're already having in their head, if I can say, okay, for this person, what's that frustration making them say to themselves? Because for the mum, it's, you know, oh my gosh, I'm not cutting it as a mum. Like I thought that I would be so much better at this. I've been so capable in my entire life. And now all of a sudden I'm failing and I don't know what I'm doing. Like this is just infuriating.
Right.
And if you say that, that mum will be like, oh my God, I could have written that myself.
Yes.
So you just take something from being broad and vague and could apply to anybody to hang on a minute, I'm talking to you. And then they hear you for the first time ever. I could probably throw a number three in there, but honestly, if you just think about those two things.
Yeah, just to start.
Just drill it down to be specific. Like,
yes.
Go down a layer or two from where you might be sitting right now. And it's not just for pain points, it's for pleasure points too. Because how many times I say, well, what do they want? Oh, they just want to be happy. They just want to feel better. And that's great. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But especially on the pleasure side, you really need to articulate what that can actually look like, because a lot of times you might even ask your clients, well, what do you want? Like, I don't know, I just want to feel better. But if you could inject an idea in for them, like, well, what if you could feel like this? What if you could wake up every morning and know that you know exactly what to write in your copy to make the right people sit up and pay attention?
Right.
Like that's just a more specific, tangible
totally
benefit, yes, or outcome that they could have. Like, I just want to be able to get more clients. Great. Well, what if you could actually do this? What if you could wake up having this feeling? What if, you know, what if you could actually look your husband in the eye when he's going, oh, you know, is this whole online business thing really working? You could go, actually, you know what? It really is, because I know I'm on the right track right now.
So yeah, you take just that.
Like, yeah, because that's the conversation we're having, right? Like we, yes, if you actually think about what's going on for your person, and you know, people who are struggling in this online world, particularly women, do have that hubby giving them the side eye, just going, I mean, come on, darling, I do believe in you, but where's the money, you know?
Yes.
And so when you kind of tap into that, they're like, oh my God, like it fires them up, or it really connects them with what's going on for them. And now they're listening to you so much more. If you're just like, you know, do you wish you could have a better life? Do you wish you could feel happier? Like that just doesn't connect on the same level as actually digging down a little bit and going, what is that conversation? And if I join you there, now we're listening.
Perfect. That's amazing. This was so good, Melinda. There's so much here, and I could just keep talking to you forever, but I know that you actually have children and a whole life happening on the other side of the world that you have to get to. Shocking. So tell us, though, where can we find you? Is there anything we can get from you, or any freebies or anything like that, too, that we can sort of dig into?
Sure. I've got a fun little freebie for you, and this is one of those freebies that if you actually sit down and do it,
yes,
you will see a difference. Absolutely guaranteed. Like I, you know, hashtag humble, but this freebie is one that you don't want to just have sitting on your digital bookshelf gathering dust. You actually want to use this one, because one of the things that I find is that, you know, you could write a fantastic blog, you could create an amazing video, you could do a live stream that you're just like, oh my God, I nailed that. But unless people are actually clicking on it, then nobody's reading it.
Yes.
And so one of the things that I know people struggle with, but that is actually super important, is knowing how to craft a headline, or, you know, a title, or like some juicy bullet points that actually make people go, oh man, I need to watch this.
Right.
Like it's that I can't scroll past this headline that makes them click play on that video, makes them read that blog. Like, what is actually going to pull them in? So I have My freebie is called The 15 Simple Formulas to Create Killer Headlines and Juicy Bullet Points.
Love it. And I already want it.
Exactly. Good messaging, right? But the really cool thing about this is it doesn't just give you formulas, because formulas are great, but unless you know what to actually put in the formula, it's still not necessarily going to connect. So this freebie will actually give you these formulas, but it'll help you pull out the language from your own services and your own methodologies and your own client profile to make sure that the language you actually put into those formulas really hits the spot and makes people click. Now, there's a lot of messaging tactics in what I've just shared with you. So,
yes.
But you can already hear how just a few simple ways of talking about what you have makes it sound irresistible, makes it sound like, oh my gosh, I need to have that. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of work that we do, right?
Amazing. Yes.
So if you want to get your hands on that, I know that, Amanda, you're going to put the link into the show notes.
Absolutely,
but it's
yep.
melindakitto.com/killer-headline-formulas. It's a bit of a long one, so you probably want to find the link in the show notes. But yeah, that's what where you need to go to grab it.
Amazing. That's fantastic. So, and is that where they can connect with you?
It's probably the best place to start. So my website is melindakitto.com. So you can connect with me there, or, you know, I think I'm the only Melinda Kitto on Facebook, unless there might be one random person who's like taken that title away from me, but you can also connect with me on Facebook, of course, and reach out and yeah, if I can be of any service, I'd love to, because it is one of the things that I know women struggle with a lot. And it's also one of the things that with some simple tweaks, you can all of a sudden start to connect with your people and really get them thinking, wow, you're the person I've been looking for. And that makes all the difference in your survival in this online world. Like, not to put it too dramatically, but if you're not getting seen, if you're not getting heard, if your messaging is not getting bums on seats, then that's a problem. So we gotta try and fix that.
Yes. Amazing. This was so good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for waking up so early to talk to me. I appreciate you so very much. You have no idea.
Oh, it's been awesome. Thank you so much, Amanda. It's been fun.
Wasn't she great? How could you not want to get more of her, right? Well, you can. Don't you worry, girlfriends. I got you covered. Head over to our website. The link is in the show notes. Or just remember this, melindakitto.com. Kiddos with a K. melindakitto.com/killer-headline-formulas. No spaces, okay? No spaces, no dashes. melindakitto.com/killer-headline-formulas to download her jam-packed freebie. I went and grabbed it. It's killer. Go grab it. All right, Snoopy Snoopy Dog. I love this guy. I've been a fan since the early 90s when I was in high school. Over the years, rap and hip-hop had really started to take off on the airwaves, and I was loving it, and I was loving my Snoopy Snoop. Not only is Snoop one of the greatest rappers of all time, but he has been through a lot and has done a lot. Well, he's being a gang member, yes, that's true, and he was in and out of jail when he was younger. He had a chance meeting with Dr. Dre, and it changed his life and, of course, hip-hop and rap forever. He's now one of the top-selling artists in the world and just received a star on the Walk of Fame, and he thanked everyone. He thanked everyone. He thanked Dr. Dre and Warren G and God and his family and his wife and all the great things and all the right things that you're supposed to thank in a moment like this. But then he did something a little different. He went a little off script there. Well, probably not off script for him. He thanked himself. This is what he said. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Dudes, I love this. I love this. I love that he did this. I love that he showed gratitude for everyone that he helped along the way. But I most especially love that he knows that he played a part in his success. Too often, we're easy at blaming ourselves, right? We take the blame when things are wrong. We messed up, we take the blame. But we don't show that gratitude in ourselves when things go right. We thank everybody else. Everybody around us, but we never point the finger at ourselves. That has got to stop. And Snoop showed that today, and I just loved it. So today, I want you to thank you for getting you where you are today. You played a part. You weren't passive. you achieved this, and it's important to acknowledge it. It's so important. So I want you to thank you. I want you to give gratitude to yourself today. That is it for this episode, guys. Have a kick-ass day.